Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We're going to get right into the message after we make some announcements here tonight. Part 3. You don't want to miss it. A mark, a must. This will conclude the 3-part series that we introduced about 3 or 4 weeks ago and were interrupted with the hurricane down in New Orleans as we spoke on the New World Order weather control apparatuses that are being erected to control the weather. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we're in for a ride. We got another one coming off the coast or on to the coast of Florida, looks like, or maybe this one will veer off like the last one did. And it's amazing, if you've ever seen the eye of these hurricanes with a picture taken by satellite, I'm telling you, the eye of that hurricane looks like someone has drawn a picture of an evil being right in the middle. It's amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order has got a plan for you. And with the reduction principle of the world's population to be decreased mightily. And so then in the last days, 1/3 of the world's population is prophesied in the Bible that will be literally extinguished from the earth. Where are we going to get all this money, ladies and gentlemen, to rebuild the damaged areas? Have you ever heard them talking about in Mississippi, where the eye of the hurricane went right through Biloxi, Mississippi, it just destroyed almost the whole town. Well, if you notice, New Orleans didn't get much wind destruction, but they got the water with the 17th Street levee and a whole host of people claiming that it was bombed or it was planted with explosives and gave way to explosives rather than the pressure of the water. Well, there's a lot of unanswered questions. We think maybe that these questions that are coming forth will be answered sooner or later. Nothing here that won't be revealed. And get ready for revelation coming down the road. Now, we're going to talk about a family name. Let me give you Genesis 7:1. And Yahweh said unto Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family. Now, I want to emphasize your whole family. Remember that Noah, and everybody believes that Noah was the last man upon the earth, that all the earth was flooded out and all living life died that breathed air. But ladies and gentlemen, that could possibly be an error on your part if you think that. But anyway, the whole family, Noah's family, was of his genetics. That's what Yahweh said, because I found you righteous in your genetics. You see, before that, the world had gone into miscegenation, inbreeding to all the races, which is strictly against the laws of Yahweh. And so Yahweh had to salvage if you will, as it was in the days of Noah. It's going to be like that in the coming of the Son of Man. He's coming back to cut short the affairs of man upon the earth, because man is hell-bent on destroying the earth. Revelation 11:18, it tells you plainly that he's coming back to destroy them who destroy the earth. So there is a plan. If Satan can't have it, he certainly don't want the righteous to inherit it. I want to give you a message tonight on a mark is a must. You must have a mark. Now, the problem is here that you have a choice. If you are in the whole family, this the family of one genetic race, this happens to be the family of Noah. Now, we know that Abraham was descended from Noah. 8 generations later, here comes Abraham, who called upon the name of Yahweh as he built an altar to sacrifice his only son. And this is a metaphor, if you will. This was a training or a faith-invoking issue that the Father was testing the faith of Abraham to see if he was in the heavenly family. Well, it just happened to be that he was. Ephesians 3:14. Listen to me as I read. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Mighty One, Yahushua, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is a purposed meaning that the whole family in heaven and earth is in one name. Now, if you don't have the mark of this name, if you do not swear by this name, you have no redemptive salvation, because everyone that takes the name of blasphemy, and we told you what it is, that Christianity is the promoter of a name that they have, that they live by, but they're dead. Jeremiah 12:16, and if they learn well the ways of my people and swear by my name. Jeremiah 12:16, swear by his name? Now, would you want to swear by the name of Jesus? This Jesus taught you to swear not at all. But Yahweh in Jeremiah 12:16, if you can learn the ways of my people and swear by my name, saying, as surely as Yahweh lives, even as they once taught my people to swear by Baal. Now, this is a choice. Well, we've got Baal gods today, but Christianity has adopted the biggest Baal god in the history of the Baals. Now, this four-letter word, B-A-A-L, the Baal god, is established to replace the four-letter tetragrammaton, which contains the YHVH letters of the Holy Tetragrammaton. Revelation 13:16. Listen to this now. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or in his forehead. Now, I have told you that the right hand symbolizes your support to that evil, false Baal system. And the forehead is the knowledge of deception, rather than the knowledge of revelation, that the many are deceived. And the Bible said, whosoever did not have their name written on the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world, that they would receive a mark, and that they would turn away from the true name and accept the name that was accepted in the New Testament scriptures by a beast system that is promoting deception, but has a seem right way about it. Oh, people, my people, my people, my people. and we'll give you the reference to that scripture. My people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I shall heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that everyone that is upon the earth must have a name in his forehead? Now why? Simply because that the Father is seeking such to worship him, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal the land. As it is said in Deuteronomy 28:10, then all of the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they will fear you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you know of anybody that's afraid of Jesus? Isn't that the most accepted name? Isn't that the invitational name to millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people who profess that they are saved by Jesus, when the name Jesus cannot be read anywhere in the Old Testament and couldn't have been read in the New had it not been for the translators who took out the name, the mighty name, the tetragrammaton, the name above every name, the Heavenly Father's name, who has a family in earth that is called by his name? And oh, what an honor it is to be called by that name. Listen here, folks. It's going to take some praying. It's going to take some fasting. It's going to take some reaching out. By the faith that was once delivered to the saints to approve all things and to hold fast that which is good and choose the good and shun the evil. But they learned to swear by Baal, this false name that has been intentionally put in the Bible. Now, who was the name that was rejected? Who is the stone, which is the name, Acts 4:11-12, who is that name that was rejected, and who is the name in the New Testament that was accepted? I told you that if you go to heaven with the mark of the Baal God, or these Baal gods, that it actually compasses all false religion. Everybody's got a Baal. Everybody's got a God. There's many lords and many gods. 1 Corinthians 8:5-6. But Yahweh said to Noah, you and your whole family, your genetic offspring. Now, if Noah was a white man, guess what his sons looked like? And we assume that they married into their genetics because he found that whole family righteous in its genetics. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's true, then who is the author of all this miscegenation or mixed races or races of opposite colors and variety of flavors? Revelation 13:16 again, he forced everyone to receive a mark. Everyone whose name is not on the Lamb's book, or everyone who will not swear by that name, or everyone that does not have the name of Yahweh in their forehead, is going to have gate trouble. Would you say, well, I love the Lord, glory to God. But in that day, he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Now, people that have knowledge still want to cling to Jesus Christ as the name of the Savior, when indeed it is not, never was, and never will be. Revelation 14:9. The angel said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark. What is this beast power that's located in the Revelation 17? She's the beast that set upon many waters. She was a glorious church, John admired her until he looked into her cup, which was filled with every abomination and abominable things and filth, and she had a name of blasphemy in her forehead. That is, anyone that is taken by the information falsified. They haven't done their homework. They haven't studied. This is a straight and narrow way, and a few better beat it, find it. You better get on your fast horse. Because Revelation 14:11 says, and the smoke of their torment rose forever and ever. They rest not those who worship the beast and his image, and anyone who receives the mark of his name. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the mark is a name. It's not a chip. Oh, yes, the new world order, since you fear the chip, it will be in their best interest to promote fear is to bring it and make it mandatory and chip you, but that will not send you to hell. Just like the people believe that they carry a Social Security card back in the 1930s, the late 30s when it was issued, that preachers preach that if you take the Social Security card, you're going to hell. But most Christians have it today in their pocket, and anybody that works and pays income tax in America, especially, or anywhere for that matter in the world, you must have an identification number. That is not the mark of a beast. The mark is a name. Revelation 14:11. Anyone who receives the mark of his name. This is a false name, but is accepted in the world through deceit as the name above every name, and how sweet they sing about it every Sunday or every Saturn day of the week. They sing praises, allegiance, swear, and support through tithes and offerings. You see, a lot of times that I could have got more listeners to listen to me or to support me if I would have continued on in the false name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you accept the true name, you become an enemy to those that are false or those that's deceived, because the Bible said they will kill you thinking they're doing God a service. Revelation 16:2, the first angel went out and poured out his a bowl on the land, and an ugly and painful sore broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. What is this ugly, painful sore? Well, every time I preach on the true name, those who have the false name, this ugly sore breaks out in their mind and in their heart and in their understanding, because it provokes them to anger, and they curse me under their breath. Because I bring so much torment in the true name against the name of the mark of the false name. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a choice. Listen to Revelation 19:20. You see the marks mentioned in the Bible. You've got to have a mark. And I'm going to give you the one that you're going to need. And it's in the book of Revelation 22:4. But listen to this one in 1920. But the beast was captured. Now what's going to capture the beast? The sword of the mouth of the prophets in the last day shall bring forth the torment of truth. It is truth that torments the devil and his lie and them that are deceived by it. Because the false prophet who has performed these miraculous miracles and signs on behalf of the beast and its name. Oh yeah, there's more of them than there is of us. That's true. Well, you better get on the minority rather than join with the majority. It is the few that's going to heaven with the true name, and the many that's going to hell with a false name. Well, you see, a deceived person doesn't know he's deceived. So therefore, he believes he's got the true name, and when he hears a preacher like me preaching, it's so contrary to his understanding that it builds a fire or creates an ugly, painful sore, and it breaks out in his mind. It's the corrupt mind that has the image of the beast and the number of the name of the beast in their body. This is the ugly, painful sore. It is not AIDS. AIDS is a result of some man-made virus that was introduced through the mixing of animal genes with bacteria and then spread because it's hard to kill. But what does man do? After he creates a plague to destroy those who participate in this ungodly act and contact this miserable disease, and then they suffer as a result of their ignorance of being man-made. This is not man-made. This ugly, painful sore that's breaking out among the people is the truth preachers preaching against the falsehood and the deception of a false name that has been worshipped through the beast and the false prophet who performed these miracles and these signs, and they swear by the name of Baal. Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah is very plain. 12:16. If you learn the ways of my people and swear by my name. But these who had deluded, those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image, the two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Now, what's that all about? That when the truth comes, and you have a choice, 99% of the people will take a lie over the truth, because truth is stranger than fiction. And so they take this fictitious name that was hatched up out of the 23rd chapter of the imagination and give to the world, and the whole world follow after the beast and the false name and receive his mark, thinking that they were doing God or something. They joined the church at the altar of Baal. And they called upon a false name. They didn't call upon the name of Isaac, who was the righteous son of the offspring of the holy royal Melchizedek bloodline. There Isaac built an altar and called on the name of Yahweh. And there he pitched his tent and his servants dug a well. You better get a well in your heart springing up into everlasting life. For if my people who are called by my name, you better get the true name. Yahweh's only got one name. I've heard him say, oh, he's got many names. Well, it just so happens that Jesus and Yahweh don't jive. They don't hatch up. They don't mix. You cannot mix oil and water. The oil of the anointing of the true name is now being preached by the prophets of truth, causing a grievous sore. Oh, a lot of people like to hear me go away, because I torment them with my message. They go to bed on Sunday night. They can't resist listening. I get a lot of hate mail from those who are being tormented with my message. Well, what are the people to do? They're to repent according to the scriptures and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission. So this is the holy name that was rejected. Of course it was rejected. And Satan, the power of the wisdom of the elite, of the priesthood, of the Aaronic priesthood, denying the Melchizedek priesthood, have inserted a false name for the people of earth to call upon, and the few that call on the name of Yahweh promote or provoke fear in all of those who call upon a lesser name. I challenge you to call on the name of Yah of Psalm 68:4. As opposed to Jesus in Acts 2:38. Listen to the Alpha and Omega. You know what that's all about. That's the initiate of the language of Alpha in the Greek and Omega in the end. That's from A to B or A to Z. And no B, C, or D in between. There's only one Alpha Omega or Aleph and Tau. Revelation 1, that I am Alpha and Omega. I am Aleph and Tau, says Yahweh, who is and who was and who is to come. Don't you know what the Son said about who is? My Father, I came in my Father's name. Was his Father's name Jesus? Of course not. Can't be read. But they'll go with something that can't be read to keep their own tradition. And the Son said, I am named after my Father. What name do you believe that Alpha and Omega? Who was, who is, and who is to come? The Almighty. So that man that they read about in Revelation as Jesus Christ is the one that came in the Father's name, St. John 5:43, and said, this is the true name. But the people swore by the name of Baal and said, away with this Yahweh. We will not have him in our presence. But he who wrote the book said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am he that liveth and was dead. And I have a name above every name, and everybody in the family name must have the mark of the name of the Father and the Son. Now, if the Father and the Son don't have the same name, we got a major problem here, because it creates a dilemma for you that you can serve two masters. That's why it says in Matthew 28:19 to go and teach, exploit this information to the people who have ears to hear, who have not received the mark of the beast. And if they have to come out and denounce that name and swear by the name of him that liveth and was dead and said, I am Yahweh, the beginning and the end. I am the Almighty. You ain't got but one Almighty, ladies and gentlemen, and you might as well get used to the ideal. Matthew 28:19, where it says, in this respect, it says to go out and teach them and baptize them in the name of the Father. Don't say Father in the name of the Father, but say the Father's name in the water. Well, it also says to say the name of the Son in the water. Now, if the Father and Son ain't the same one, we've got a major dilemma here, because you can't serve two masters again. Revelation 21:6. A said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Aleph and Tau, the beginning and the end, and to him who is thirsty. We're talking about water here. You've got to have a thirst for the revelation of the name. You must be born from above, not born again, as the deceiving bell boxes of 5013C mentality teach you that all you got to do is come down here and bring a pocketbook with you. And as they deceive you into a false name, they lure you to sleep. They do miracles and signs. Oh, they sing well. They play well upon the instrument. And they have these jungle rock refuges where people go and rock and roll, baby, in a name that is filthy and abominable. If you don't have the mark of the true name, if you're not thirsty enough, if you get the water of life. What is the water of life? That's the Spirit. How can you get the Spirit out of the name? You can't. You must come to the name who promised you salvation in the name of the Father. If you just look at the many scriptures in the Old Testament that said that salvation is in the name of Yahweh, never does it say it's salvation in the name of Jesus. Until you get to Acts 4:11-12, where they insert this name of blasphemy that has deceived the very elect. Who's the one that's wandering after the beast? Well, that's you, Pastor Buddy. You're preaching a false name, glory to God. Jesus is 300 feet tall, and he can whoop your Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to assure you that the name of Jesus has grown to be a mighty name in the earth. It is a huge name. It is a name on the lips of millions of people, like I've already stated. But is it the true name? When you put the evidence, and I only want to present the facts of the evidence, and let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Do I have anyone that would debate me on this issue? When they don't have one scripture about Jesus in the Old Testament, and it was a schoolmaster to bring us to the correct name? But the correct name had already been forgotten even when Christ came 2,000 years ago. The prophets of Baal had taught the people of Israel to forget the true name. Oh, it's too sacred to utter. Oh, we can't call upon that name in public. What filthy garbage coming out of the mouth of the beast and the false prophet and the Pharisees. That's a lie right out of the bottom pits of hell. Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible say it's too sacred to utter and to pronounce. But you've been convinced that it is, and by being convinced of a lie, you believe it, and the Bible says that they that believe a lie shall be damned who hold not the truth in righteousness. Well, what is righteousness? Well, let me give you a little the scripture here in Revelation chapter 22:13. Again, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. John 10:2, the man who enters by the gate is the shepherd, the Alpha Omega of the sheep. Now, do you believe that he had a Greek Latin name? Get real. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and I'm calling on you on WWCR 5070 on this 18th day, live and direct, that the man who entered by the sheep gate was Yahweh according to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. I am the shepherd that lays down my life before the sheep. Now listen what the watchman will do. Now you got to be a watchman on the gate. Remember, I am the man. I am that man. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I have a name that has been declared 5,823 times in the Old Testament alone. The watchman opens the gate for him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the watchman will not open the gate for anyone bearing any false name or those who have the name of blasphemy or deceit in their forehead or have that support system in their hands. Will you support Pastor Buddy and the truth? No, you're not going to. You're going to eat and drink with the drunken and be judged with them that are drunk on ignorance, fear, and superstition and tradition. You better come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing. And he said, I'll receive it. The watchman opens a gate for him, and his sheep listen to his voice. And he calls his sheep by name, and he leads them out. Out from where? Out of Babylon. Out of deception. Out of fear, ignorance, and superstition. John 10:4. And when he has brought out all of those that are his, the whole family, which in the whole family in heaven and earth is in his name, he goes on ahead of them. Oh, what a wonderful Savior that died and was killed by the people who didn't want him to reign. But his sheep follow him because they know his voice. John 10:7, therefore, the Messiah said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep, and my sheep hear my voice, and other sheep I have of that are not of this fold. I will go forth in the isles and send my apostolic preachers, and they shall gather my sheep into my pen, and I will be their shepherd, and they shall be my sheep. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep, but nobody wants to go through the name of Yahweh. Nobody wants to repent. If you want salvation and the mark in your forehead, which we're going to conclude here in just a moment, as I read to you John 10 and 8. Now, listen, get an idea here what Pastor Buddy's trying to tell you. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers. Now, let me repeat that. All who ever brought a name, Lord God, Jesus, all who brought these names before me, I know you not. You're thieves and robbers, but the sheep will not listen to them. The Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 10, 11. I am. And that am is called the verb to be. It incorporates the I am that I am. You Jesus people need to come out of this Jesus theology that was given to you in the 15th century. You see, there was no J's. Jesus is just a late invention. And you should serve your own soul welfare and seek your own soul salvation and search these things out that Pastor Bud is trying to tell you, that the good shepherd always lays down his life for the sheep and tells you the truth. And listen about those who will not debate this issue with Pastor Buddy, live and direct, where you can bring forth the scriptures. I don't have to search and hunt for them. I know where the scriptures are laid and where the deception lays, and I know what's right and what's wrong, because in John 10, 12, you see, the hard hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. You see, the hard hand is bought by the people and paid by the people. They're going to preach the people's doctrine. And the Catholic Church introduced Jesus, or Jesus, if you will, who later matured into Jesus, and these hard hand preachers will not tell the sheep the truth so that they can warn the sheep when they see the wolf coming. But when the hard hand, who is not the shepherd, owns the sheep, when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. And then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. And that's what we got, ladies and gentlemen. I will strike the shepherd. Who is the shepherd? Read Ezekiel chapter 34. I beg you. I plead with you. I reason with you. John 10, 13, the man runs away because he's a hard hand and cares nothing for the sheep. You're going to find out one of these days that these men that deceived you are nothing but hard hands to provoke a living among them. I'd rather drink brunch water and eat cornbread and tell you the truth than to eat the king's meat in the farm as a hard hand that cares nothing for the sheep. John 10, 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. That's one of the things, once you get the truth in the name of Revelation, when you call them, and the very vibration of the great name of Yah. And I've told you before, if you want to really listen to your breath, the very breath you breathe, and the Bible said he's not very far from you. He's closer than the breath you breathe. And every time you inhale and exhale, your breath pronounces and proclaims the shepherd of the sheep. Try and see, and then you'll see that Pastor Buddy, the Father's gave you innumerable signs and wonders. John 10, 15, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And they said, where is your Father? And he said, if you don't know the Father, you would have known me. That very man that was standing there that said he'd come in the Father's name, 5,823 times alone in the Old Testament. It's a provable fact, if you'll get your Hebrew Bible, that it was Yahweh YHVH, sounding the vowels, Yah, the Mighty One, that sits alone and by himself and has no other God before him. I lay down my life for the sheep. Read Ezekiel 34. I'd like to have 6 hours to preach this. John 10:16, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Fulfilling the prophecy of Ezekiel 34. But here's the problem. Just like tonight, Pastor Buddy's preached his heart out to you and gave you the correct name. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. John 10:26-27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole of the scriptures and the command of John 21, the Messiah, Yahushua said, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Is this message feeding your soul? Or is this a popcorn message that's going to sound good till I go off the air tonight and you're going to forget all about the message of Pastor Buddy and Pastor Buddy and this message could possibly and probably be a witness against you on the day of judgment when you are a hireling, when you fled, when you have no true love for the sheep to stand up in the congregation and declare the greatest name in the universe. Oh my. Hebrews 13:20, may the Elohim of peace, the eternal one, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead Yahushua, that great shepherd of the sheep. For you were like sheep going astray with no shepherd. But now the shepherd has come. He was spoke of in the old parchment. And now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. Ladies and gentlemen, the power of the name. It will build your house in a created pattern that is upon those who know the truth. Because the truth is the dividing asunder, even to the joint and the mire of the bone. The truth will prevail. Are you ready? Are you willing to step out into the text of the purpose of the intention of the sealing of the whole family in heaven and earth and take upon yourself the name of Yah, which is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe? Are you ready for that day? Are you ready for his coming? Can you stand in the gap and can you make up the hedge? Can you look out for the other sheep as a defender of their soul? Or will you, like the hireling, fleece the flock, invite the wolves in sheep's clothing? The way that seems right, ladies and gentlemen, that sheep's clothing is a replacement gospel for the true name. Satan, and I hate to say this, it makes me sad. I weep for our people. I weep for the family who have been deceived by the cunning craftiness of man who lays in wait to deceive the very elect. Are we coming down to choosing this day? Are you prepared to meet your Maker? Do you have the name of the Father in your forehead? what you say by somebody. I really don't know what it is, and it doesn't matter anyway. Names don't mean anything. Well, if names don't mean anything, then send me your bank account with a power of attorney and sign your name on it, and I could remove all of your inheritance or your life savings. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to inherit, you must inherit in the family name. This name is a name above every name in heaven and in earth, and yet it's the most despised, rejected. Matthew 21, verse 42. Matthew 10, 22. Look those two scriptures up when you get time. You'll find out that the name means so much that salvation hinges on one name, and there is salvation in none other name under heaven. Don't you ever try to tell me that he's got many names. He'd be the author of confusion. But the author of confusion and the liar is the devil, and he's a hireling, and he's hiring all of these false prophets to come out here and bray like jackasses in the March wind. Because the breath of these deceived, ungodly, demonic demons of hirelings of the mark of the false name, who have led millions down to destruction and would deceive the very elect, if possible. They shall receive the greater damnation. Are you listening tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Are you able to search the scriptures? Do you have the true name in your forehead or in your hand? Do you have that knowledge ingrained? Do you have it in there by the gift of the Holy Spirit? I give the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah, to them that obey me, those that will take upon themselves my name, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name. I don't know of anybody in the Christian world that hates you for Jesus. They'll accept you in any church. But you got to be baptized and rebaptized and rebaptized into these different churches of denomination. And you have to renounce all the other churches. Well, Satan's trying to hide that little ugly sore that I bring the healing balm of Gilead to remove the sores, the cankerous sore that grows in your mind where it's been deceived as a rotten cancer eating the truth away that comes in. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the cure for the mark of cancer. This sore of ignorance, deceit, and deception on every hand, if you will take the antidote, the great name of Yahweh, to wash you and to cleanse you and to raise you up and give you a name that you can go back in comfort. You people in Jesus' name must have the most miserable sore growing upon you, cancerous sore, when you hear Brother Buddy preach that the name of Jesus is not in the Old Testament. You should be bleeding. She said blood, and the Bible said, woe to the shepherds that fail to bring the blood, the pastors of deception, are the harlot pastors that flee when the wolf comes. They'll turn you over to the wolf. They can't withstand the tradition. You see, they're having itching ears, wanting to teach the message of the day, and they take the most popular name. Here's Pastor Buddy preaching the name that's hated, despised, and if you there be that find it. If I was preaching for your money, don't you think I'd change my game? You forget that I pastored 30 years in this false name, and I prospered pretty good. I was on my way to retirement. Free school, free lunch, free home, free salaries, automobiles to drive, gasoline, didn't worry about me, the gasoline price. These false prophets don't have to worry about the gas. They fly in little jets. They're burning the jet fuel, not the fuel that runs the cars bumping over the highways. Oh, yeah, they fly from city to city, putting on a show and working miracles in the sight of the beast who has given power to deceive. These are the harlots, ladies and gentlemen, sold out for filthy lucre. They love money better than truth. Well, I gotta wind this message down, and I'm getting all stirred up now. I don't know where my intensity tonight is coming from, other than the indignation that I feel for these harlots who have fleeced the flock and invited the wolves to dinner. Oh my, you shall receive, I said, you shall receive the greater damnation. And the Father is no way he can make hell hot enough to repay your deception. Come out from her, my people. Revelation 17, as I close tonight's message, I want to remind you that we've got a festival coming up here in Tabernacles, and this tabernacle meeting, let me give you again the days that you should observe the seventh month. It's a high holy day, and it starts Sunday, October the 2nd. This is the lunar application of the festival. We don't go by Saturday, and we certainly don't go by Sunday. But the October the 2nd ends on October the 3rd. That is your day of trumpets. That's when you blow the trumpet in Zion. It will mark the seventh month, which is a holy month. And the high holy day of atonement starts October the 11th at sundown and ends at sundown October the 12th with required fasting. Push your plate back on that day. And let's fast and pray that the Father will deliver America out of the hands of the Canaanite demonic reptilian scum that has come in to take a spoil. And the beast and the false prophet is in his back pocket. Now, the Feast of Tabernacles starts October the 16th at 7 p.m. sundown and ends October the 24th. We're going to be in Bryson City, North Carolina, on October the 16th. We will begin our festival. We would invite you to come and hear Pastor Buddy preach about the true name as opposed to the name of falsehood, or the name or the mark of the beast. Ladies and gentlemen, you must have a mark to get to heaven. It has to be the mark of the true name. You've got to have a mark to go to hell. It has to be the mark of the false name. And the false name is much more loved than the true name. You remember that. As you go down through life, you'll know what Pastor Buddy's talking about. Now, we still have T-shirts to offer you. A good brother from Illinois made these available at his own expense for a love offering to support the radio show. He thought it would be good to offer the people something in support of the Shepherd's Call. And if you'd like to have a T-shirt, remember to, if you write for one, remember to give us your size. Some people just write and say, I want a T-shirt. We don't know what to send. So remember to give us your size of the T-shirt. This is a beautiful T-shirt. I have one on right now. And my good brother that's sitting in here with me tonight has one on. And it's to honor the greatest name in the universe. I'm going to repeat that. Why should you be ashamed to wear the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh? Why should you be ashamed to promote it into the public? If you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you, right with pride. It's a beautiful white, all cotton shirt with actually beautiful colors of the purple and the gold, which represents the royalty to which the name deserves. And these are printed front and back with the paleo name, that's the ancient paleo, And by the way, that paleo name is written on a stone out in Los Lumas, New Mexico, proving that the ancient Israelites were in here thousands of years ago with the true name. Long before the name of Jesus ever come about to deceive the people, the true name was being promoted right here in America. Isn't it amazing? The Bible said, if thieves hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. If I quit preaching the name, the rocks, the painted images of where that they had chiseled into the stone, the Ten Commandments, and the name in paleo, the name of our Creator, is chiseled in stone and still available to view in several places in America. Ancient stones, they're crying out. And the voice of the last day prophets, not them that come on the scene as little Johnny come quickly and then fade away because of their unrighteous living, calling themselves the last day prophet and can't even control their ungodly urges to mix and mingle and miscegenate into anything that they can deceive and control. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last days, and you can believe that. The scriptures will declare his righteousness and his glory. Now, if you'd like to write me tonight, you can write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Now let me give it to you again. Get your pencil and paper. Well, they said, Pastor Buddy, you speak so fast. Well, I only got an hour, but I need 10 to get this message drilled in to your forehead and to put it in your hand where you'll support Pastor Buddy in this. We love you. We need your support. We ask you, we humbly solicit your support, that we could preach more radio time of the truth. The truth's going to be preached around the world, and then the end time will come. All this preaching's been going on for the last 100 years, especially in the name of Jesus, has done nothing to bring it in. Ladies and gentlemen, the true name will bring the end time scenario, and you'll know that a prophet's been in your midst when he declares the whole truth. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, or any time during the week, you can do so by telephone number, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. I can take your call immediately after the broadcast. If the line's busy, please do me a favor and call back. If you've got something that's prompted you to call Pastor Buddy and talk to me tonight, do so. If you can't get through, don't be disappointed. And say, listen, well, I only have one line coming in here tonight. The other line is busy. I only have one line coming in. So call me, leave me a message on voicemail, and I will call you back on my nickel. That's how much I love you. And I'll send you a track, right, for a free track on the name that was rejected. Ladies and gentlemen, the evidence is overwhelming. You just need the information. You see, you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And because you reject knowledge, now that knowledge has come, now the burden is upon you to accept knowledge and accept the facts. And it's all facts, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about tonight. Well, we'll see you on down the line on WWCR, the mighty voice around the world. Mr.